The following media was brought to you by Tome of Huzzah!
I'm pissed. It's so fucking over.
Sorry. Welcome! Rewind noises. Henry, for 5 minutes ago. Do your quote.
Like a good friend of mine once said, I think, therefore I am.
That was not the quote.
Sorry, this is Rudy laughing when I said that.
No, what he said is...
Oh, Henry, you're such a funny lad.
I'd rather be anywhere else.
Okay.
This is before 4 hours of recording, so this is how we're going in today, my dear listeners. Welcome back to Globally Local FM. Well, for us, this is the first recording in the New Year's, Henry. So how are we feeling in 2025?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling less good now that I realize I have the same intro prep for the next one. And I was really hoping you wouldn't start like this. Anyway, I'm feeling all right. How about you, Rudy?
I gave up on Coke.
Oh, really?
So
they
you
said
can
it
imagine.
Could not be done.
Well, okay, I didn't really give up on Coke. Well, actually, for anyone who's listening randomly, I don't mean cocaine. I want to be very clear on that. I mean Coca-Cola. It's 30 episodes, Rudy's been on crack. No, but the new rules as written is that I cannot buy Coke on my own. Unless given to me, I cannot get Coke. So... Okay. So it's not like I'm saying goodbye to it at all. If somebody buys Coca-Cola for a party as a mixer, a drink mixer, I'll take it. It's just for myself. I don't buy it for general use anymore, which is crazy. Oh, yeah, Henry. Yeah, ratatata in the house. I'm cooking. I am cooking these days.
Oh, yeah? I thought you already were.
What do you... What?
You've always cooked in my eyes.
Oh, I see what you're doing. Well, thank you. No, I started doing like actual, like I fried an egg twice
no,
already.
No, that's what I mean as well. Yeah. I don't mean what you think I mean like I've always thought you literally
were cooking.
You.
Maybe we will find out that this whole shabakal has been built on lies, Henry.
Okay. Well, in any case, good for you, Rudy.
Yeah, friends are teaching me how to cook things, and sometimes I cook things, sometimes things cook me, but it's a never-ending battle that I keep rising towards, and one day I'll win the war.
I think that's a good spirit, Rudy. I like it.
Yeah, I think normal people don't think of kitchen and cooking as a war, but, you know, whatever gets me in there, I'll take it as a motivation. We stay winning. Remember? New Year's. We stay winning, and most of all. Most of all, what do we do, Henry? As kings.
We knight our underlings.
Stay.
Oh, we stay humble. Sorry,
we stay humble. We stay humble.
Yeah, I was about to say that, actually. But I humbly, decided to let you take the lead.
Yeah, because we stayed humble, so...
Exactly.
Yeah, we didn't, yeah.
Anyway, Rudy... I, my New Year's resolution was not to admit defeat. I haven't, so...
Stay winning. And humbling.
I will. I'm humbling
actually,
so hard right now, actually.
You, fuck, I'm humbling so hard, it's crazy. But, you know what? Winning, rising, never defeated, and humble...
Mm-hmm.
Those are the four words that I'm going to ask me in the middle of 2025. What are four words that describe me? And I'm going to give you humbling, winning, never admitting defeat. And then I'll come up with the fourth one, I guess. Cooking.
Okay. These are your
key
words
of the
year.
Just ask somewhere in the middle.
All right. Well, that's
okay,
good.
Where are we today, Henry?
Would you like to pronounce the country name, Rudy? I'm just going to put you on the spot.
You do this because the thing is, people have laughed at how I pronounce or mispronounce countries where we go. So I think that for this one, the country is Kyrgyzstan.
Okay. Good job.
That's correct.
Yes. Yeah,
look at him. Look at him. He was so ready to pounce. He
I
was
just
prowling.
To check, you know? I was just wanted then, to check.
And then, fuck, it is such a stupid joke. But okay, the place where we are is Bishkek.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's a town. Have you seen the video about beefsteak?
No.
Ah, fuck, how'd they go? Okay. Wow, I really hoped you would have seen it. What was
no,
it?
Like.
So that was a video floating around the internet, super famous, where. Oh, I'll remember it through the episode. I'll start screaming. I'll remember through the episode. Just go on. Go on. So Bishkek, just... Kyrgyzstan.
Yes. Okay. So anyway, Kyrgyzstan, for those who do not know, is located in Central Asia, former part of the Soviet Union. And here's where it gets funky, is its borders, along with those of Tajikistan and Uzbekistan, are very fucked up. Because the way the Soviet people, or like officers, I guess, not the people, the way the officers divided the like land there was, I think, along ethnic lines or something. In any case, it results in really like fucked up borders. So just look at it on the map, kind of wacky.
Yeah.
So that prevails to today.
I remembered.
End of my facts. So. Oh, actually, here's another one. It has a GeoGuessr coverage for those who care. So.
Oh yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's hear this funny joke.
Interviewer. It's a funny, famous video where an interviewer is looking at a lady who is well on the upper average, I would say. And
very political, really. Good job.
With a very like thick accent, she's like, "What is your biggest mistake?" The lady looks her dead in the eyes. "The biggest beefsteak." And she just goes on. That's the joke. Your face says it all.
That's a cracking one. Yeah, that's a great one.
Moving on to Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan news.
Is this what the kids nowadays call a meme?
Okay. Would you like to go first or should I?
I think you should.
All right, so in other words, Henry hasn't done that his homework. He's a lazy boy.
I have.
And I'm going to call him out.
Okay, I'll go first then.
No, okay, I can go first.
Because right.
Mine is goofy. Mine is super goofy.
Okay, go.
Kyrgyz people who flew to Mars.
Okay, they're ahead of the curve then, by the sounds of it.
On the 8th of January, a closed screening of a new film was held at the Mana Cinema in Bishkek. According to the Ministry of Culture, this is a new step in Kyrgyz cinematography. The name of the movie, exactly what I told you. Kyrgyz people who flew to Mars.
Okay.
And then a quote from the article. This film combines science fiction and comedy in a unique style, expanding the horizons of Kyrgyz cinema. An unconventional plot, funny characters, and space adventures elevate Kyrgyz cinema to a new level and demonstrate its innovation to the world. This is the future of Kyrgyz cinema, a path to new opportunities and the discovery of the creative potential of the younger generation. So in other words, space, man, science fiction, this is where it at. I don't know what we're doing in podcasting, but even Kyrgyz people got to it and we didn't.
Well, it sounds like they're making their own little Star Wars up there, science fiction.
I would watch the shit out of that if they try to replicate Star Wars, but like, you know, Kyrgyzstan version. I would be so down for that.
I do think it's always fun. Well, Rudy knows my stance on this, but I like watching like just more niche movies a lot more than just your regular old Hollywood movies.
He's a huge Star Wars and Marvel fan.
I am a very huge Star Wars and Marvel anti fan. And anybody who's listening to this, who's ever watched like even a fragment of a Marvel trailer, I actively encourage you to turn off the podcast right now.
Wow.
Unfollow Rudy.
Can I just say, this is coming from a guy who has not seen a single Pirates of Caribbean movie, a single Harry Potter movie, and a single...
That's not true. I watched one Harry Potter movie. Uh-oh.
Okay.
With you.
And you also have not seen anything from The Lord of the Rings, correct?
Yes, correct.
It's kind of crazy.
But I've seen Narnia. I've seen Narnia, and that's all that counts.
But that's the one about Jesus.
Is it?
Aslan is, yeah, it's a comment on religion.
Fuck yeah. That's what I'm talking about. I didn't even know that, but I'm always happy to be a good Christian boy, okay?
So you know what? You definitely are. That's one thing that describes you. The fifth thing that I would use to describe you in 2025, a good Christian boy.
Thank you. That's what I've been waiting for. That's what I've been aiming towards my entire life. And it's finally here.
Stay winning and, you know, high ambitions, because it's not anyone who can just say that I'm a good Christian boy.
Hell yeah. Anyway, if that movie comes to, like, any accessible, like, way to watch it for me, and I remember it, it sounds like it would be a romp and a riot. Wicked. So,
I watched Wicked twice in cinema now, and that shit was so good.
Here's the thing, Rudy.
Dancing through life.
I thought that was going to be longer.
Well, I can't be longer. Thing, Rudy. Just I thought there would be some reaction to
it. If the movie has advertising, then I'm not interested. That's the short way to put it.
How do you even watch movies then these days?
Well, I don't. That's my secret.
Okay. Moving on to your article.
All right. My article is... Minister announces that electricity is almost free in Kyrgyzstan. So, the energy minister announced at a fuel and energy committee meeting that he believes that Kyrgyz energy is almost free. So, I had a look into it. Kyrgyzstani people Kyrgyz people?
Kyrgyz people,
all right. Pay 1.1 som. So that's their local currency, per kilowatt hour at the moment. So that's basically 1 cent per kilowatt hour.
1 cent?
1 euro cent, sorry, I should say.
But still, 1 euro, wow.
Yes. So I did have a look at the lists out there, Rudy. And indeed, Kyrgyzstan is basically at the bottom of the electricity cost list.
But why?
I don't know.
Like, genuine question, why? Is it just that they... manufacture their own energy that well? Like, are in the surplus of energy market? What is this? We've been sleeping on Kyrgyzstan's resources. Don't let Americans hear this.
I don't know. I actually didn't look into it, which I realize now is a mistake, but... There's probably a plane coming their way already. It'll be that and a mix of, like, the cost of living, which makes it, like, lower, you know? As in, they don't have as much to pay for it anyway, so the inherent cost will be lower anyway.
Can I get an optical fiber cable from Kyrgyzstan?
Yeah, I bet that will be at your doorstep within a couple business days, Rudy.
Just that, like, and it's not even like, you know, a box where I have to like unpack it and like now install the cable on my own. It's just like I receive the other end of the cable, the one I have to plug in my laptop. It's just like they plug it in somewhere in Kyrgyzstan and then to just like roll it out until my door, and I just receive the other end in a couple 3 business days.
And then you have to hope that nothing happens to it along the way.
Yeah, honestly, imagine somebody just steps somewhere in the middle and I have to like go throughout the whole length to fix it. It's kind of crazy.
Just like with your cable in hand, slowly tracing it like over thousands kilometers. Like,
I think Amazon has that now. I saw it the other day where I can do the extra $5 and they actually dig it in for me underground.
Oh yeah, what a great service for just $5. Was that $5 per meter of cable?
It's actually pretty cheap because it's coming out right of Kyrgyzstan, and I don't know if you heard, but the electricity and those kind of rated prices are very low there. That's why it's only $5 because the $5 is actually 500,000 miles or some shit, but I only pay a cent for 1,000 miles.
All right. Well, Rudy, I did have a look at other countries. So the highest one is Bermuda, although Bermuda is not technically a country, I think. No, sorry, I take that back. Bermuda is not a country.
Rise, Bermuda people. Rise, Bermudians. Rise and find this little boy.
Although I guess it depends on how you define country, but it's not a country in the United Nations.
I define country by at least one person who likes to be in that country.
You're still not defining country at that point, unless you're saying, okay.
I am defining country. So even countries like North Korea are a country because at least one person in there is happy instead of a dictator.
I think that's a bad example because North Korea is a country, just by official definition.
It is, but you know what? If you stand on that ground and you say it's a country and you're happy to be there, that's a country in my eyes.
Okay. Well, anyway, Bermuda's the highest at 44 cents per kilowatt hour.
Wow, 44 cents in this economy? Whew.
All right, Rudy, and now it's up to you to guess where the Netherlands and Australia, because they have basically the exact same costs, lie.
Okay, so they're approximately somewhere in the middle between Bermuda and Kyrgyzstan.
Who's to say?
Because you said one is highest, one is lowest, so it has to be there.
Yeah, well, they have to be between there. It doesn't mean they're approximately in the middle.
Okay, fine. Then, on average, the Netherlands is on the high end. Yeah, I was about to say, they both will be on the high end. Do I have to tell, like, a price range? Is that what you're getting at here?
Just guess a price.
Around 30 cents.
Oh, wrong. It's right around 24, so it would be exactly in the middle, you fool.
You led me astray, you fool, you bitch, actually.
Well, it's still on the high end.
You literally told me...
It's still on the high end. It's just literally in the exact middle.
Did you see what I have to deal with? He looked me in the eyes and just lied.
<That's not laughs> It's semantics,
actually,
people.
Would you like to hear my second article, Henry? And I hope you don't.
Okay, never
the
mind.
Answer,
then,
I
no.
hope to di- no, the, I hope that the answer to my question that I'll pose you now is that you don't, which is the article name is Would Henry Survive an Earthquake?
I don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, on the 10th of January, the Ministry of Emergency Situations listed the steps that are important to take during an earthquake, which is a genuine question here. Is Kyrgyzstan known for having earthquakes?
I don't know much about that for Kyrgyzstan.
Like, I would assume no, but...
I don't know. Maybe.
I guess it's just... Well, maybe, like, the article that I saw was very, like, non-kind of serious, so maybe it's just to, like, have the guidelines, I guess, in case?
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, I will now test Henry to see whether he would survive such an event.
Okay. I'm ready.
So, I will say some things. You have to...
kill everybody in the room with me. Is my that's my first answer.
Okay. Just remind me when an earthquake wakes to not be in the room with you. But anyways, when an emergency occurs... A person should take the items they always carry with them, such as a phone and a set of identification documents, and get out within how many seconds?
I don't know, as soon as possible? Like,
well, you have to tell the seconds.
Is there a timeline for it? Fucking 30 seconds?
You're dead, Henry. 10 seconds.
Out of
if
where,
you take
sorry.
A second longer, it's over.
From where to where am I supposed to go in these 10 seconds?
From your room to not your room.
Okay, I can do that in 10 seconds. But, like, then I'm still at the house, right? So,
but I'm
what's
sorry, you took 30, so we didn't even get to any other points because you're dead. Okay, I give you another life. Let's go on.
Okay.
If a person is on the first floor during an earthquake, they have the opportunity to go outside. Tell me a range of seconds after the first tremor.
Like, how quick they're going to be outside?
The opportunity to go outside. What is the window after the first tremor in which you are safe?
I don't know. First minute.
10 to 15 seconds. You're probably going to take too long, so you're going to die from the third tremor.
How can you even tell when it's over? It's not like it sits complete still, does it? I don't know. I've never been in an earthquake.
I think it does. Genuinely, I think it does. It, like, so, shakes a bit, then it stops. The only thing that doesn't is because your lamps are gaining traction and then they just swing, but the ground stops shaking. That's the first tremor. You have a window of 10 to 15 seconds that is considered still somewhat safe. So you move your fucking ass there and then...
So somebody on the second floor is essentially dead at this point, is what this article will say.
Yeah, basically. Actually, funny you mentioned that. Third point. If a person is on the second floor during an earthquake, they should find the safest place in the room, which is where?
Under a table.
Okay, you might survive this one because this includes the corner of a wall, under a table, and other safe places. What do you never do in this case?
get out from under the table.
Well, kind of true. Never jump out of a window, which is a specific thing that was...
yeah, okay. Thanks for the tip, Chief. I'll be all right with that.
If you are outdoors during an earthquake, you should stay away from...
buildings.
Exactly. From unstable structures and small buildings that are likely to collapse. Try to escape to open areas and stay away from billboards, kiosks, and bus stops. Yes. Tell me the range of, like, you know, the earthquake, like...
Yeah, the scale.
The way they measure... Yeah. Tell me the range in which earthquakes are still most likely will pass unnoticed.
Oh, I want to guess 2.
Yeah, that's about correct. It's in the middle. Earthquakes measuring 1 to 3 will pass unnoticed. Remember that earthquakes measuring more than 4 will cause serious damage. What do you never do in a high-story building when an earthquake hits, if you're trying to get out of it?
Well, based on an earlier answer, I'm going to say jumping out a window. Yeah, all right. Okay, all right, no worries. What do I not do when I'm at the top of a building?
Remember, high-story building.
What do I not do? I don't go to the toilet, even though I'm shitting my pants.
Never use an elevator during an earthquake or fire. Only take the stairs.
Only jump out a window.
So remember, you have a 10-second window. When leaving a building, it is a good idea to do what before leaving?
Wash your hands, because it's a dirty world, people.
Exactly. Turn off all electrical and gas appliances and turn off the water pipes. Remember, you have to
do that in 10 seconds.
You have to do that in 10 seconds. Don't jump out of the window. You have to take your identification with you. Take your wife and kids as well. Turn off all the gas pipes, water pipes, and electricity. Check on your neighbor, say bye, and then don't jump out the window, take the stairs, and from your third-story building, you have to be down in 10 seconds.
sounds like a tough standard to live up to.
Well, unless you want to die, I guess.
Well, alright. Alright, Rudy. Well then, I guess we'll test that out next time we're in an earthquake, I guess. Huh?
Have you gone on those, like, earthquake simulators in museums?
No. There's a museum with an earthquake simulator?
There's been a couple that I've been to. You know, like, typical science museums sometimes have those, like, shaky floors and stuff like that? I've been. It's kind of, like, it's kind of scary. Because you got, like, I always, like, you know, you're, like, shaking and moving and just, like, you're just jiving, basically, at the disco floor. So as long as you, like, are drunk, actually, you have an advantage because you just keep moving forward.
Oh, yeah. So but when an earthquake hits, you just down a couple shots.
10-second window, man. Watch me.
When you're on the top story of a building, make sure you're never sober during an earthquake.
It evens out.
That's good. All right, Rudy. Well, for my second article, I'll just go through it really quickly. Because it's not really an article, but it's just the top 10 names in 2024 in Kyrgyzstan have been published.
So, wow, let's go. Want to hear it.
I'll give you the top 3 for the boys and for the girls. So for the boys, it's Umar, Ali, and Amir. Thoughts?
Okay, I mean, I've expected outcome. Nothing too surprising.
And for the girls, it's Saliha, Safiya, and Amina.
Okay, those I was kind of expecting. They're like, type of names.
Number 9 on this list is Aruza. So... that I don't
Aruza,
think I've
Jamaica. Ooh, I wanna say.
Oh no. Bad.
No. I think we have to go to the ad.
Well. Sorry, because this is what it was all building up to. Okay. Truly the last thing. It led me to look around a bit, and I may or may not have had a peek at Latvian names in 2024.
Oh,
and Rudy, you'll be happy to hear this. The name Henris. With a J, for some reason, is fucking rising up the ranks, Rudy. At this pace, in 20...
I actually don't know a Latvian Henry, now that I think about it. I don't know anyone, but I know heard of them, but go on.
You'll be happy to hear that at this rate, by 2045, everybody in Latvia will be called Henrys, so...
It's not a Henrys, it's Henrys.
Well, I'm going to become the fucking president, because I'm already called Henry, and I'm going to change it to Henrys, all right?
All right, as he's calling the president, I think it's time to go to an ad.
At first, there was nothing, 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 nothing. And then... the Big Bang!
They say the entire universe was created out of void. They say the Big Bang was the hottest event in the history of the universe. The Big Bang truly had unimaginable ramifications for every corner of existence. So, be sure to use our patented galaxy condom before entering your significant other's black hole, so that your Big Bang doesn't have to spark a new universe.
Whoever was doing this ad, I appreciate the mismatch between the music and the energy of reading. I love that for them.
I don't know whose ad this was. Truly, I don't. But I think the recorder may have been recording this somewhat late at night. It was not able to scream into the mic for the energy that's required.
And I love that for them. I love that for them as well.
I reckon they probably slept 10 hours after that one.
I you know what? And they probably stayed humble about it, because...
If they would
have a podcast and they would host it, and they would find out that their co-host slept only 3 hours, they would stay humble about it. They wouldn't just, you know, like, push that in their face and keep, you know, talking about it.
Of course they would stay humble about it.
Yeah,
of course they wouldn't. I think that co-host would probably not be able to drink a Coke either, just to wake himself up a bit, you know?
Yeah, it's crazy how many people out there like that. Yeah, it's just the way... Yeah, it's such a common occurrence these days. Anyways, I think it's time for me to keep an eye out.
Oh, yeah? Go ahead, then.
Wow, that was some packed punch. My guy looked dead in the camera and was like, oh, yeah? Go on, bitch.
All right. Ready, everybody? So, here we go. As you get ready to go out for the day, you go to get dressed. 45 minutes and 10 layers of clothing deep, you're ready to tackle the cold. As you go outside, you think to yourself, oh, it's a bit chilly. Maybe I should have gone for 11 layers. But, you know, you're outside, so you gotta deal with what you've got. So, today is the last day of your visit, and after climbing mountains, exploring the city, and having plenty of the national dish, which is apparently boiled meat on pasta, you've got a much simpler objective for the day. You're gonna use that almost free power to charge up some batteries for home use. You climb up an electricity pole, and slowly, yet carefully, pull out all your 200 batteries that you've brought in all shapes and sizes, and slowly get them charged up. In the evening, you head to the airport to go home, but when you're checking in, you get stopped. Wait a minute, the check-in attendant says. Your luggage is 100 nanograms heavier than when you arrived. Security! Another power smuggler! Get his ass! So if climbing electricity poles sounds like a fun challenge to you, then maybe Bishkek can be your next destination.
So good that you actually found the fact that, you know, it does actually weigh heavier when it's loaded. But I just imagine freaking somebody coming up with like a 5-volt battery after like an electrical pole trying to charge it up. That shit.
I'm sure that works.
Surprise the whole block with it. But anyways, ladies and gentlemen, let's see if you could fit in as a local within the lovely community of Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan. So this is the segment we call Going Local. So if you don't want to be just a tourist, what is Henry's segment? I'll give you the beef of it, boiled beef of it, apparently.
Hell yeah.
First of all, how would you describe your own fashion sense? Do your jackets match your pants? Even better, they match your shoes, am I right? But be warned that the people of Bishkek take this very seriously. A typical Riz look will only pass for those who bear the highly esteemed three stripes that start from one's upper body and go all the way down to your feet. Your Gucci or Dolce Gabbana will simply pale in front of Adidas's golden standard. Next up, if you want to earn those extra brownie points, you might want to look into the hobby of becoming an architect or a civil engineer. The good people of Bishkek have left every third building in sight to be your playground. How would you like them? Abandoned? a safety hazard, or perhaps a pile of rubble. And then last but not least, well, actually, no, not even that. Next up, do you like minivans? Yeah? Wonderful. But that's actually not the catch. How do you usually park your minivan, Henry?
Very poorly.
Exactly. Whatever the case, feel free to relax and not stress about it anymore, as it seems that in Bishkek, minivans are exempt from normal human reason and the very law itself. If you fit all of the mentioned criteria, hop in your minivan and stop by Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan, where if you get lucky, you might get sent to Mars.
Yay! And that's an escape and not a punishment.
Remember, if it's so cheap in Kyrgyzstan, imagine how cheap... They will pay you to use power in Mars.
Oh, that would not be bad. All right, Rudy. So, let's go on to the local business of the day. What you
let's
got?
Let's do it. For my local business, I'd like to offer you the chance to go down and visit the people. That's right, American capitalist. Once in a while, it would serve you good to see how the working class lives. So pull up your Google Maps and search for Robochi Gorodok area in Bishkek, which roughly translates to working town. It is hard to miss on map, as it is a perfect circular district with the borders of the town. And my oh my, what a culture shock it will be for you, but perhaps a necessary one. If you're bored, you can always hop onto the hippodrome right next to it. It was just weird, because if you look at the Bishkek city map, you will notice that at some point there's just like a circular weird like area in the town, which is like perfectly circular, and it's just called Robochi Gorodok, which is translates to working town for those who are Slavic speaking.
Yeah, that's where they have like a stadium where there's just like two random mine workers have to slug it out, and the winner like gets like a bonus, and the loser is dead at the end. So
yes, exactly. That's in the hippodrome right next door.
Yeah, just the classic, you know.
The classic.
All right, well,
classic.
I did not read this in my news segment earlier, because it was not very interesting, but there's 32 food-related businesses in Kyrgyzstan that meet international food standards. Out of like 10,000 total. So, it doesn't mean there's only 32 good ones, it's just 32 that meet the highest standard. So, my suggestion for you, dear listener, is to go out there and investigate if you can find one of the 32. So, my recommendation as a starting point is the restaurant Zanducky, which has an awesome name and a cozy interior. And they serve Georgian cuisine. So, if you've ever been curious about the uniquely Georgian dish known as chicken wings, then I'm sure you'll enjoy this place.
Very good. Moving on to local radio. Somehow, actually, I feel like we have never done this. So, shout out to my homies in Europe from Europa Plus Kyrgyzstan. At 101.7 FM, where you get all the best hits that you know by heart since your childhood. It seems that these type of radio stations are always 5 years late to the latest trends, but hey, classics are also a vibe.
I wouldn't call 5-year-old songs a classic.
Well, classics, I mean that you know all the lyrics just because they've been overplayed everywhere.
Is that what a classic classifies as?
Na 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 espresso.
Nice.
That's a classic.
All right.
I
well,
only know one word in that song, but it's a classic.
Yeah. No, you really portrayed it well. Good job, Rudy. My recommendation is 87.5 FM Radio Mir. It has some generic pop tunes going on, but in Russian, of course. So, if you just want to, like, switch up from your regular pop programming, then they've got a good mix for you.
There we go. And with that, I'm going to bed.
Good energy, Rudy. Way to end the episode.
Thank you so much for listening to episode 35, Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan, Globally Local FM, with your lovely co-host, me, the one and only Rudy. You can find me and give us some feedback on 000RUDY000 on Instagram. So 30s, Rudy's 30s. Don't add me on Twitter, because here's some tea for the next episode. I got hacked on my Twitter, which I only used for porn. And you can also just give us feedback on Spotify, Apple News, whatever you listen to us most likely. Henry, where can we find you?
Probably fried after trying to charge my batteries on a power line.
Nice and crispy. You can find our dear colleague Colossal Pangu on Twitch. So do listen to that. And remember that this was brought to you by Tom of Huzzah Productions. And next week, where are we ending up?
We're in Tarapoto in Peru.
Let's freaking go and fry some batteries, Henry.
Hell yeah, brother.
Okay.
I've got plenty of batteries empty. I always save them up for an occasion like this.
Okay. See ya. You think this is dangerous?